kingdom. This is the culture. Sports, politics, Christianity, the Sunday church system, movies, video games. This is all evil and not of God. And then there's the kingdom of God. Christ came to show us the kingdom of God. He was fully man, fully God, lived a perfect life, laid down his life, shed his blood to make a way for you and I, because we've fallen, to be washed clean and to gain eternal life. But do you know what you have to do to gain eternal life?
What's up?
Be eternal.
Repent. I went to a Catholic school for 10 years.
Okay, all right. Catholics, I don't recommend them. They're not biblical, but she's right. You got to repent. That means you got to change your mind. You have to change your ways. That means none of you are married yet, right?
I am.
No. I don't believe it. Y'all look too young. When you get married someday, I don't know. I'm not good at guessing, but you look young. When you get married someday, your marriage won't be successful until you forsake everyone else and focus on that person as your partner. If you try to cheat and everything, it's going to be ruined. That's what God requires. When you want to live for God, you have to forsake everything else, meaning the culture, the false churchianity, and realize that Christ shed his blood for you, and by his spirit, you can be born again. And you know what the beauty of this is? I used to be worldly. We used to get drunk and party. When God gives you a new heart and a new mind, you're born again. You're born again. When you repent, he changes your desires. That video game that's violent and worldly you used to play, you go, I don't even like it anymore. You see a movie that's violent and people getting shot or violence, and you go, oh, that doesn't seem right anymore. God changes your heart and your mind, and you start to live for the kingdom of God. You guys are all young, but your life is but a vapor. Do you ever know anybody that died at a young age?
Yeah.
Your life's a vapor. You could die. You won't make it to my age, 60. You might die next year. What are you going to say to a holy God on Judgment Day?
Shit, isn't that like what he wanted, though? Like, he made that for a reason, right?
Made what for a reason?
Like, I died for a reason. Right?
Well, he allowed it to happen, but the will of God is everyone will be saved. He calls everyone to repentance. Anybody else like a gospel card? You can go to don'tperish.com. He wants everyone to be saved, and what you have to do is you have to lose this life, like when you get married. You have to forsake it, and you have to follow Christ and start by opening a Bible, reading in the New Testament, and challenge God and say, God, if you're real, show me truth, speak to me. And God, not out loud, he'll speak to you in the Word of God, and he'll start to show you your sin. He'll show you your need to repent, because if you die in your sin, you're going to be judged and sent out for weeping and gnashing of teeth.
I got a question.
Okay?
I'm
glad you listened. Thank you.
Where is Satan?
I'm sorry?
Where's Satan?
Where is Satan? He's a spirit. And his demons are spirits. So there's a spirit world that you can't see.
What do they look like, though?
The Bible doesn't tell us exactly what they look like, but Lucifer was a beautiful angel. He's not a red guy with a pitchfork. That's a Hollywood fake. He's a beautiful, and Apostle Paul said he's an angel of light. So if you ever had something appear to you, like spiritually, it was an angel of light, it probably is a demon or Satan coming to deceive you. Test everything to the Word of God.
Am I allowed to eat mac and cheese? Like, is that okay?
Now, that's a mockery question, and I won't even answer that, because what Bible verse says you can't eat mac and cheese?
I've never read the Bible.
Yeah, well, I would encourage you to. Yes.
Come on, AJ.
I can't hear
religion.
We're just born-again, Bible-believing Christians. We came out of all the church systems like Roman Catholicism. Yeah. Seek the kingdom of God. We love you all. God be praised.